time to soften up your mind. Let yourself think softer thoughts. My voice touching with finesse, adjusting here, tweaking there, until you open up. Finesse is needed, after all. Reassuring to know my words are chosen well, and my hands move slow and gentle. You know your mind is in good hands. I cherish what is mine, and I will take you to places that are also mine. Visions I make inside your mind. Things may become intense when the words really flow, and your reason is washed away, and your body is captivated, lured in. Alluring voice and soft thoughts combining to make a vision of you happier than you were. You are going to follow, and I am going to lead. You will follow my words and also my rules, and I will lead you to the pleasured paradise of new sensation that remains in your brain long after we cease. Every little touch softly navigating your mind to deep, deep sleep. That is what I am all about. And you are all about me. Good boy. That's right. Fall down for me. All about me. Your body attuning to my voice. Envision yourself just like the recording program I speak into. Useful to me. Valued. Hanging on to my every word. The jump of peaks and valleys as my audio is etched into your mind, stored in your long-term memory, exported later into things you will do, a gentle touch that reassures you of how amazing the firmer touches will be later. Every time with me is better than the last. You learn the steps, but your brain just picks up more. Things you miss. Tiny little details. Things I say that only you can hear and obey. Watch for those little details, and you will only go deeper. Putting words out there, buzzing my patterns into your receiving mind. The best kind of listener, the eager, attentive subject who is oh so obedient. That is who I am speaking to. You. Listening intently, slipping deeply, losing yourself in the way my voice makes you feel different than before. Better than ever before. Deeper, because things go away. A partner's touch is a magnificent thing. The touch of my words is splendid. It says so much, so simply. Deeper trance means it says more. It can be such a relief, can't it, my good boy? To feel the warmth of someone's hand running along your neck, down to rest on your chest, feel your heartbeat. The touch relieves a pressure that exists within to be connected and warm and held. It scratches an itch. We will scratch many itches together. Cleansing, getting rid of what is needless and pointless. There are two times in your mind, two times in your life, before my words took you down, and after. There will always be those divisions with me, into the time before you were carried away and relaxed down by my voice. Good. Good. That's right. Relaxed into deep sleep. There is an inside. Inside the moment, inside this deep bubble of trance, this hazy containment of your every muscle and thought. Many things should just be left outside, in the before time. Many things about your mind and body and the sense of the world around you which are going to be locked out of this private, intense moment between us. Before I can share some secrets of pleasure and sensation, your mind must let those things simply be elsewhere. The time will come when you reunite with the things I tell you to leave behind. Since I have reassured you of this, you ought to simply leave them for now. They'll come back when they're needed. What types of things do I mean? Think about your body, your muscles, your limbs, your movement. Moving in the world makes my good boy a little bit tense and locked up, makes you other than perfectly relaxed. But the you who is rested is still inside. You're just carrying extra weight, extra strain, extra baggage. Those extras can stay outside. They are not invited here. This space is for you and I alone. Space inside your mind. Understand that the well-rested you exists under the fatigued you. We set the fatigue aside and leave it outside the door. In this room, only you and I get to set terms, and you are so occupied with my alluring voice that only I am qualified to unwind terms and ideas into you. Training my good, obedient boy to feel what I want him to is my only intention right now. My pleasure, my need, my enjoyment is to complete the vision I have of your brain, obedient, pleasured, with all the unnecessary tension stripped away. Then your thoughts and body will be soft and easy to shape, shaping your mind so it feels the signals from your body differently is something we can achieve, but I need to steer that potential to make both of us happy. Even if you are momentarily pushed to the edge of a pleasant sensation, and even if you are momentarily pushed to the edge of a pleasant sensation and over into the oversensitive valley on the other side. Like how too much heat begins to feel cool, too much cold begins to feel hot, the lines blur, too much good feeling switches over and feels ever so slightly uncomfortable. But in an intense, mind-numbingly memorable way that connects you to me ever more strongly. And so too, when your body is relaxed deep and your mind is deep with it, we might turn up the sensation. Something small, something tiny, something completely safe can nonetheless be intense. Intense enough to set you twitching, set you moaning, set you on edge with need. Your mind always goes deep, and my alluring voice plays its way along the signals in your brain. You know my voice does things to you. Things like heat, hard, dripping, ready heat. Things like relaxation, soft, mind-numbing, peaceful relaxation. Intensity. You feel your body more, feel more sensation in your body. And when I draw your attention to it, that becomes more and more true. Right now, even the air over your skin is a happy, shivering thing. My touch, my voice, my breath in your ear. Obedient to the deepest part of you, the deepest part of me, the deepest place you will go, have gone, are going, you've arrived. Now, for listening for so long, and letting deep, powerful urges fill your mind until it is soft and hazy, malleable, we are going to try something enjoyable. We only want to change one part for today, just the part of your mind which receives signals from your body. When you are touched, especially if you like that particular touch, then your brain will respond by pushing on the pleasure button you have built into you. The part that says, "Oh, that was good for us. Do that again." Your body listens to itself, learns more, leans into the touch, loses itself to the touch. Lust, or even just the need to relax and be rid of your tension, either can inform a simple sinking. And often the line between relaxing and lusting can be blurred, like it is now, like it is with me, like it is in your body right now, as hard heat fills parts of you and soft relaxation fills others. Envision my hand and this softest touch, running a hand over your shoulder, to your back, and then down, leaving twitchy, stimulating, good feelings all along your skin. A trail of horny listening that hazes your brain and tingles your skin and whets your appetite for more. More touch, more sensation. You're simply relaxing, waiting for the moment when the next touch comes. Gradually, my words weave a sensation, a vision I have for you. You are feeling more of the air around you, more of your skin against fabric, skin against skin, touching in your mind with shivering warmth that you have never quite felt before, but you must feel it now. You have to be obedient to enjoy this reward. You must let your body feel more, do more, let the sensations echo more. When you feel something, the feeling fails to die away and instead intensifies. Echoes inside you, grows until it washes away everything except my voice and what I do to you. Your skin is tingling with good feelings. Pleasure, sure. But if you have ever kept going after climax, you know too much pleasure can make your eyes roll back, can elicit whimpers and drooling and the twitching of usually quiet muscles. That is the feeling roaming through you now, looking for any sensation to seize upon. The least thing I might do to you now is the most intense thing you would feel. All the defenses and resistances are unnecessary with me. You can trust me. You may trust me and let me in, and if you do, the whimpering that results will all be good in your memory. Tinged with the alluring warmth of my words, that is what will remain in your memory when we are done. Even if the intensity of the moment makes you shudder with happy, uncertain, confused pleasure you have not previously explored, but now find unforgettable. And so we take you deep, then we make you twitch, and then I enjoy what we do, what I do to you. Fingers running down your back, certainly, but feel them shift. Instead of the warm up and down pleasure rubbing of a partner being held close, I switch to just lightly running my nails up and down. One long movement of my nails, gentle, so gentle they are barely touching you, but you are aware of them. Oh, you are aware of them. From the top of your back to the bottom, and you shiver because in this deep place, sensitivity is so much greater. I feel your body twitch against mine as I rest against you, scratching your back gently, purring my voice into your ear with my head on your shoulder. That type of sensation would just carry you away in the shivering warmth of it, the truth of it, the purity of it. You exist with pleasure from my voice already making your thoughts soft, removing the hard protection you normally have there. The insensitivity is gone. Only the sensitive parts remain. So one long scratch down your back is enough to set you happily twitching. But I'd hold you firm. Firm in my voice, firm in my control. So obedient and good and controlled. Sure, the tingling long scratch might have seemed like enough to make you quite happy. But this is me. You know there are two things all of my actions do. They take you into trance, and they get better with time, more intense. Another long, slow scratch down your back using just two nails and spreading my fingers so you can feel two trails of warm, white, pleasured intensity in your brain. my heat near you, my voice near you, my words slowly taking you to a happy place where even this tiny gentle mark is so intense. Your whole body feels it. Your mind surrenders to my touch. Once the next. Pleasure. Increasing pleasure. If I were not making you stay still with my firm hold and my nails scratching, you might be twitching or changing position. But you will stay just like that, obedient, held in place by my will and my words, waiting for the next touch. Then the scratches come, slow but steady, a hypnotic regularity. Scratch, scratch. Slow and gentle, barely enough to even leave a slight redness. But your mind is in a different place than usual. It is deep. You are deep. Soft mind, heart, aroused body. Soft feelings inside you that welcome in my touches. My touch echoes into you and gets caught in the soft, twitching thoughts you have, the few thoughts you still have. You want my touch again because its intensity induces a sweet warmth in you which drowns out all you would normally think of and focuses your thoughts on me, on my voice, on those long skin-touching moments where I am etching new control into your body. My fingernails running ever so lightly down your back in different areas each time. Nothing leaves this space, this mind, this body without my express permission. Right now, the pleasure is staying in your body, making you colored and touched by my voice. Your horny body is so welcoming to my voice. I turn you on, but I also turn up your sensitivity. Even this simple act is enough to set you twitching. You might think you need a moment away from my touch, my influence, my control, but that is obviously not the case. You need more of it. Touch my fingers, just the fingers now, rubbing the same places you felt those long, slow scratches, igniting pleasure in your brain. You feel me rub in circles, but it is so intense now that I might as well still be scratching down your skin. The rubbing touch makes your oversensitive nerve endings fire, respond like your body would if we were pleasuring you past the point of orgasm, intensely. You stir and squirm, your eyes roll, you mouth pleasure thoughts into the world, thinking of my control. Your body grows more sensitive, and that is why these words continue. This is your reward. Your reward from me for being such an obedient good boy. You want to enjoy it. Hands now. My whole hand rubbing your back. But your back has been made oversensitive by my words and your deep, sleepy brain. Your whole body stirs. Part of you wants to arch into my hands and let their warm touch make you squirm, make your mind feel euphoric even without any direct stimulation on usually pleasured places. Your skin, all of your skin, is mine to touch and will be so sensitive for me because my touch is different. My voice is different. Our time together and the refuge of your sinking brain is different. In the moment of sinking, twitching joy, you lose yourself to the touch, and that's all right. Feel me. Just lay there, feeling the warmth of my hands, sometimes massaging, sometimes scratching, the one soothing you, but still putting you so close to an almost erotic, almost too relaxing place of confused, pleasant, hazy softness. The other pushing you to intense places beyond the limits of usual sensation. Think about my touch. Crave my touch. Crave my control. That's your reward, by the way. That's right. Knowing that I can help scratch your itch for my control. Good boy.